You know, from the county's perspective, we want to design the right product to go in there based on what the DNR is going to end up doing there with that stream. The other thing that kind of impacts it is, you know, 28 going east of town here to Cyrus, that's scheduled by the DOT to be done in a few years, and that road will get the reroute traffic.
Oh.
So we don't want to replace that road either until that reroute is done, because that'll bring a significant amount more cars to that. So there's really quite a few significant things that are happening east of town, and we want to kind of make sure that we coordinate those and try to leverage timing the best that we can. But I think, you know, it is an aging structure, and that is a part of the discussion. I think a lot of the folks that probably live in that neighborhood and that use that park are going to want to, like, make themselves aware of what's coming with both of those projects, so that they're aware of some of the impacts that could have.
Yeah, for sure. Understandably so. I did see in part of my news that there was a native of Bruton expressed concerns with plans that would have the water level go down, and he said that would decrease the recreational use of the Pomme de Terre River for campers and degrade the fishing experience for many kids and adults that fish from that area. So
yeah.
I know that some people wouldn't want to see the water levels dip too far, but like you said, there's three options on the table.
Well, and that's a really shallow channel coming through there at a lot of points. So, you know, if you figure if you drop 18 inches, there's going to be a lot of, I will call it, green space that'll be created, although it'll take a long time for it to dry up. And it's not necessarily meaning that it's going to be, you know, mowable grass. It's going to be what you'd see along a public water. So cattails, things like that, maybe some swampy areas, low-lying areas that water will catch in levels of, in periods of high water. And so I do know that that's a major concern, and we've heard that in other steering committee meetings. You know, in the three designs, the DNR does have different fishing points identified in the three different projects where they'll do some access. But I do think there's a lot of folks that use that area just south of the road there to fish. We see it all the time through the summer. The city's had a lot of campers parked in that campground. They get a lot of activity through the summer, and part of their enjoyment is the water feature there. So
for sure,
it's really a big balance. From what I understand, even though I wasn't there yesterday, there was three folks in attendance, two that spoke, and there was concerns about the water level and how much. When this conversation started, they were looking at dropping about 2 feet.
Oh.
Now one of the three options is 18 inches, which is still significant when you look at that shallow approach to the water feature there. So I think, you know, the DNR, I know, has some federal funding to do some of this restoration. And I think it's going to come down to cost, and I would encourage folks that are affected to make sure that they're engaged and they're watching for that public open house. We will post it on our Facebook. We'll post it, you know, on our website, so folks can go there to track the issue. And we've really, as a steering committee, encouraged notification to those landowners too around there, so that they are aware that it's coming.
Okay, very cool. Well, that's a lot of great information. Anything else on the docket for you today?
No, you know, this is usually a really busy legislative time, and we all know what's going on there, right?
Yeah, so no kidding.
We kind of have a open legislative session, but not really. So we're waiting to see how things progress here once there is a full House in session. It's been, there's a lot of things that we have a vested interest in watching this session, and so we're kind of anxiously waiting for something to move forward here. The commissioners have a meeting here again in 2 weeks, and then they'll go down for their legislative conference, which is historically a time to meet with legislative contacts and to try to promote and lobby for bills that'll impact Stevens County. So we're waiting for that. The governor's budget wasn't good for counties. It's got about $200 million in cost shifts to counties that we're trying to kind of get our arms around. A couple of them that are human services impacted will be a couple of percentage points on the levies. So we do need them to meet and talk about things and figure out how the budget's going to be for the next biennium. And, so it'll just be meetings and then working towards that legislative session here at the end of February.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I know that you guys are going to meet and talk about that end of February, so that's good. Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, Rebecca, the county administrator, thank you for coming in and telling us all that great information. And, we'll be seeing you again in, a couple weeks.
Yes, 2 weeks. Sounds good, Murphy. Okay. Thanks for having me.
Thanks again.